Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is fine, fine. Lonely teardrops.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. It's great to be with you. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every Sunday by email, and it's there in the afternoon to get you ready for the week ahead. And if you subscribe this week, you can get my resolutions, the list of resolutions, not the full-blown explanation of the resolution. That's coming in the weeks ahead. But the list of the resolutions that I'll be working off for the next several weeks, it's a great time to join, to subscribe to our website, because this is a body of work that I'm really proud of and that I get a lot of good compliments on, people helping people to sort of gives them a little bit of a track to run on, gives them a little. It's not like I'm pestering you or I'm your conscience. These are just some things to pay attention to that will help you to be more successful in your small business. So I hope you'll subscribe this weekend. If you do, you'll have all the stuff. You'll get everything because we're starting it this week. And that's at jbsba.com. It's very easy and totally painless, and it costs you nothing but just a little bit of time. Mike Mitchell is our guest, and he founded MX Marketing Management Solutions in about 4 or 5 years ago. And ever since then, he's just been taking off like a bullet, helping people to put their best foot forward, helping people like you and me make sure that when we talk and work with our employees, that we know what we're doing a little bit more and that we are successful on both ends for them and for us. He's the author of They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike Mitchell, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you. And I love the resolutions, and I would encourage your audience to sign up. It's the highlight of my Monday morning.
I appreciate that. Hey, Mike, let's talk about something that I know you work on all the time, and that's doing a better job of communicating with our employees.
Yeah, I'd love to. One of the things that in the recent surveys with some of the corporations I've worked with that we've started to initiate is, you know, asking ourselves the question, you know, how often is it appropriate to try and modify adult behavior? How often would you like to talk to your employees about improving the company? And I find most folks, like probably a lot of your listeners, are wrapped up in this, you know, once a year we do an annual review, and it's generally kind of a stilted, formalized thing, and we pick out areas where they're strong and areas where they're weak, and we work on improvement plans. But I'll tell you what, a lot of companies that are very successful in terms of retaining and increasing the productivity, especially at Generation X and Generation Y, are really speeding that cycle up and starting to do it on a quarterly basis or even a monthly basis, and the technique has just worked extremely well.
Are you saying that the younger generations are expecting more feedback more often?
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess when you think of it in, you and I are a little bit older, but when you think, excuse me, I am.
I'm a lot older.
I hear you. When you think of it in traditional terms, you know, if you were going to market into a new niche market for yourself, and let's say hypothetically everybody loved the information on blue paper, first thing you would do is modify to blue paper. So when you look at the characteristics of Generation X as an example, you know, they're used to getting their information in quick sound bites. They're used to being taught to think a little bit on an independent basis. And
so if I stand up in front of them and wax philosophical for 30 minutes, I lost them 29 and a half minutes ago. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'm not sure that what you say in an annual review in January isn't lost by February or March, certainly lost by the middle of the year. And if you want to improve performance and modify adult behavior, and you had a technique to do it in a non-threatening, informal way, why wouldn't you do that on a regular basis?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so when frequency is the appropriate time to try and improve your company?
Yeah. Well, we do it with everything else, don't we? We check our numbers daily. We check our numbers weekly, monthly, quarterly. We check our inventory on a regular basis. You're saying check back in with our people. See, a lot of people might say, though, Mike, that you should give your people what they need, make sure they've got the authority and the responsibility, and leave them alone, let them do their jobs.
Well, I think that's I think there's a certain amount of truth in that. On the other hand, You know, I'm not a proponent like my buddies Blanchard or Buckingham of turning the organization upside down and letting the employees run the organization, you know, in essence turning the asylum over to the inmates. You know, what I really think is that you give them some independence and some authority, and as you know, I've written a lot on it, I'm a big proponent of it, but managers still have a role. You know, because you have an open environment and you communicate with your employees doesn't mean that the manager doesn't still chart the course and steer the ship. And there still has to be accountability. You know, one of the big issues with traditional managers was they try and open up their management style. They question where the accountability lies. And the manager still needs to manage.
Well, it seems to me that this issue of whether you talk to them on a more frequent basis or whether you wait longer, maybe as long as once a year, it seems to me it depends on whether you're using the 20th century management style or the 21st century management style. And the 21st century management style is the partner management, the partnering style, which I subscribe to. And when you do that, Mike, it seems to me that the key is not so much to talk to them, but to talk with them and mostly let them talk to you.
I think that's absolutely critical. And I think you raise, you know, two extremely important points. Most companies have always tied the review process to the budget so that they can give increases. And I really think that we need to change
that's what the employee goes in thinking about. And everything that came before how much am I going to get, they don't even hear that, do they?
Well, and, you know, let me frame it extremely poignantly. I don't think there's any company in the world that can win that war. You know, all of us that have been in management have always had a deserving employee sitting in front of us that probably deserved an 8 or 9% raise, and we could only give them the proverbial 2.5%, 3.5%, 4% increase because of the money we had in the budget to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the analogy between your annual increase and your performance, or even in today's age, more critically, improving or coaching to modify adult behavior and the performance, you know, there's no way you can win.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can win. So the sooner that you separate or take an opportunity to separate performance reviews and trying to modify and improve and coach employees from the annual budget process, you know, I think you're farther ahead from the employer's perspective and, of course, as you so aptly raised, you know, from the employee's perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can you suggest to somebody they did a great job, you're extremely happy with their performance, and by the way, I'm going to give you a 2.5% increase because that's all I can afford to do.
There's a disconnect there, isn't there?
It's a no-win.
And you've created your own disconnect. That's not good. Stand by. Mike, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We're visiting with our good friend Michael R. Mutzel, M-U-E-T-C-E-L is his website. Mike, give us your website.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
And you know that Mutzel is his name, not his website. I misspoke there, didn't I? 20 hours. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com, and I hope you'll check out some of the other things that are on my site. After you subscribe to my newsletter, hang around for a little bit and check out some of the things like Mike Mutzel's archives. Let me see here what we got. We got 5 or 6 archives of shows that we've done in the past with Mike, talking about making sure that we take care of our employees, talking about the difference in managing the different generations. And so there's a whole body of work there that Mike and I have conducted on the show. And it's preserved for posterity just for you. And it's all free thanks to my organization and thanks to our great corporate sponsors. Mike Mutzel, talk to us about some other ways that we can improve the communication with our employees in 2005.
You know, I was listening to your earlier segment with Rick, and when you guys used the phrase, you know, our people and how do we help our people be successful.
Right.
Let me throw a quick little technique at you. In this day and age of, you know, I get my clients or potential, consulting clients say, well, we do 360 feedback, we do this. A lot of times with the younger generation, the mere formality of it kind of translates into a traditional rhetoric and they turn off.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a technique I'd like to see some of your folks try, and on a monthly basis, or if that's a little intimidating for you, as it can be for some of us first-timers on trying to modify, although change was an interesting word earlier. You know, on a monthly basis, take the employee aside and ask the employee three questions. The first question is, it would be helpful for me to know how you feel about your performance over the last month. And I think you'll find when you start to talk about performance, the employee will oftentimes be more critical on themselves than you would ever be.
Do I need to let them know I'm going to do that? Because I could see where in the very beginning, the first time I ever asked them that, that's going to really intimidate them.
Well, and I think you want to reduce, that's a great point, Jim. You want to reduce the intimidating tools. I wouldn't do this in the office where the boss sits behind the throne and the serf sits out front. You know, I would do this on a walk in the parking lot, in the employee lunchroom, over a cup of coffee.
Management by walking around.
Management by walking around and pull them aside or pull them off the line and say, hey, listen, let's talk for a minute. You know, I think I need to do a better job of being involved with what your needs are. I mean, it's basically a sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question is, it would be helpful for me to know how you feel about your performance. The second one goes back to that Franklin Covey study from last year when only 3% of the employees interviewed, over 100,000 employees, thought that they had the tools to do their job well. And, you know, tools...
That was shocking. That's shocking information, isn't it?
Well, you know, it kind of boils down to the definition of tools. Maybe it's training. Maybe it's the fact that they don't have enough pencils. Maybe it's they need another software program. Maybe the network printer isn't working for them.
You don't think it was employees whining, do you?
I really don't. And even if you say that 20 or 30% of it was whining, now we're up to a level of 25 or 30% thought they had the tools, that's still not acceptable.
Right.
But the second question is, tell me how, or share with me how you feel about the organization providing you the tools to do your job well. And then the third question is, let me share with you how I feel about your performance. And a critical thing, I think, here is to, A, open up your body language and your tone of voice, because as you and I know, that's how most of the message is sent.
Right.
And it maybe requires some training if you're going to have your
manager. Yeah, Renee Grant Williams told us about that yesterday. That's something apparently I have to work on.
Well, actually, only 7% of the message is sent via words, you know, 38%.
Yeah. I keep hearing that I'm taking a tone with my, for my family mostly. You know, don't take that tone with me.
Well, the metaphor I use in my workshops is all of us have a friend that can walk into a room of 100 people and alienate 99 of them in the first 30 seconds. Usually we call them in-laws in my family. But, you know, tone of voice and body language are critical. But I like the word feel. Now, I had a client the other day saying, I don't care, old staunch CEO, I don't care about the way people feel. I want to know what they think. Well, that's fine, too. But the key thing here is to use words that don't infer that somebody's right and somebody was wrong.
Right.
You know, tell me how you feel about your performance. How do you feel about us giving you the tools you need to do your job well? And then finally, like I said, you are the boss. You still have to steer the ship. Let me share with you how I feel about your performance. I think you've done this and this and this really well. But I have to tell you, you know, the tardiness is affecting the performance of the organization as well as your peers. And you've got to give me some kind of plan or response on how we're going to eliminate the tardiness, just as a sample.
And folks, if you don't like the term feel and you don't like to share with people, you know, put your own word in there. The main thing is, it seems to me, just to get this dialogue going.
Yeah, and I think you want to pick a word that's non-threatening or can't be considered right or wrong.
Right. And don't take notes during this time either, right?
I think you want to make it as informal as process.
I would think you wouldn't want to write anything down. It's almost like you're just, as we said, management by walking around.
Yeah, and if the employee has a list of tools that are broken in their department that you weren't even aware of, you know, at that point you may want to write it down to make sure that you.
If it's something that they've come up with that's beneficial, write that down because you'll get double points. Not only will you remember it, but they'll appreciate it. But Mike, don't we need to realize that the first time we do this, it may not work as well as the second and third time?
Yeah, I would suggest a lot of times if you have a mean ogre manager that does this with the employees for the first time, their jaws are on the ground and they just don't trust where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And at that point, I would relax with a body language and a smile and say, I know this doesn't sound like me.
Right.
But I realize that we are a team together and your performance is very critical to the team and I want to help you be a better employee any way I possibly can.
But
isn't that what management's really about?
One time I came across really nice and sweet Mike, and they said, okay, what have you done with my manager? Hey, Mike, give us your website one more time.
www.unlockthemysteries.com.
Unlockthemysteries.com. The book is called They're Not Aloof, Just Generation X. Mike, thanks for being here. Good job today.
You're the best, Jim. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Leslie Kossoff. We're going to talk about quality and innovation and how all that translates to success for you and me. This is, it's 29 After. It's Jim Blassingame, and the show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Close your eyes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.